From Psychology Today, there are more single people than ever. Here's why that's okay. Well, looking at the writer, Bella DiPaolo, PhD, a psychologist, short hair, so feminist. Yeah, I bet you think that's okay because you're single, you have no man. So, of course, you want to justify and validate your singledom. And push it as a good thing, as a great thing, because, of course, the only person you're actually trying to convince is yourself, you know. There are more single people than ever, and why that's okay. Happier, more powerful, and less interested in pairing up. Happier? Women? No. Men? Yes. Women are dragged. Women are burdened these days. So the only people happier are men. If you look at the actual real happiness gap between men and women overall, in general, guess who's happier? Single. Men. By far. More powerful? How are women more powerful when they're single? I don't get it. What power do you have? I don't understand this. How are they quantifying power? Less interested in pairing up. Well, obviously you're less interested if you're single. Of course, you say you're less interested. That might be a cover. That might be a cope for the truth, which is that you can't pair up because nobody wants you. Yeah, ladies. I mean, let's be honest, ladies. You have a hell of a lot easier time pairing up than a man does. Probably 10, 50, 100 to 1 easier time, depending on the man in question. So if it's that much easier for you to pair up to find somebody and you still can't find somebody, then that means you have a much bigger problem and you're probably the problem? Oh, no, no. Even though men are much more likely to have no problem or less of a problem getting with an objectionable broad as long as she's decent looking, then vice versa. And yet, you ladies are still alone. Oh, but you're choosing to be alone, even though it's so much easier for you to get with somebody, but you still can't get with somebody. Yeah. I say that makes you an even bigger loser if you're a woman who's single. I mean, if you're a woman who's single and you can't find anybody, wow, what a loser you are. So the rising share of U.S. adults are living without a spouse. You mean women. Yeah. Men too, yeah. We're much better off being single these days, all right? You ladies have freed us from having to deal with your crap, so thank you. Living without a spouse or partner declared a report that was just released by the Pew Research Center. The report also documents ways in which single men are falling behind partnered men economically. So what? The single men still end up having more money because they don't have to spend it on some ungrateful broad and her brood of kids or the kids he has with her. They're falling behind economically. How? Because they have... Oh, he's making more money. Yeah, but he's got two kids and a fucking wife to take care of as opposed to this single guy who might make half as much, but he's only got himself. So instead of having four people to take care of, he's just got himself. So even though he makes half as much, he has more money, actually. I don't tell you about that. Another reason men are so much happier being single than women. We are the resource producers. Women are the resource consumers. Without men to provide them with resources, they have to earn them themselves. They're not nearly as happy. The report has unleashed a torrent of singleism, the stereotyping and stigmatizing of single people. Where's that happening? I don't see that happening. This is bullshit, by the way. The only stigma now is being in a relationship, especially if you're a woman. How dare you marry a man and put back feminism 50 years? You're putting yourself in an oppressive, slave-like position, which encourages other women to get married. Don't you know, marriage is oppression. Yeah. Matrimonia, the glorifying of a marriage and coupling. Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Oh, because marriage shouldn't be glorified. Did you ever stop to think maybe marriage should be glorified? Actually, what's going on right now is the glorification of singledom, not the glorification of marriage. Marriage is being stigmatized, and singledom is being glorified. The exact opposite of what should be actually happening. And PBS, oh God, for example, declarations that single people were failing in life or showing arrested development were tossed about. At Time Magazine, unnamed sociologists were said to believe that having a partner suggests having a future. And there's something wrong with that. Of course, the implication is that there actually is something wrong with that when there isn't. At PBS, for example, declarations that single people were failing in life. Who's making these declarations? Or showing arrested development? You mean, where? Where is this being done? The only people that are being stigmatized for being single are men. Women are not being stigmatized for this, okay? Absolutely, positively not. Men are the ones being stigmatized for not being married. What are you afraid of? Commitment? Are you commitment phobic? Something that is never, ever directed at women, such a claim, even though women 80%+ of the time initiate divorces, which tells me that women are the ones that are commitment phobic, not men. But anyway, at Time Magazine, unnamed sociologists were said to believe that having a partner suggests having a future. What? Who's saying this? I'm seeing the exact opposite everywhere. Anytime you turn on the TV, man, it's polyamory, polygamy, hot wives, this pushing of singledom, or if you are in a relationship that is not taken seriously and it's definitely not monogamous. I don't see any push of any kind of traditionalism. The fuck you talking about? And certainly not any stigmatization. Are you kidding? Not of being single. I've been devoting the past several decades of my life. Single broad. Notice she had white hair, that picture of that broad earlier with the short hair. Yeah. You're devoting the decades of your life to pushing back against such disparaging narratives because they directly call you out for being a single old spinster broad that nobody wants. Yeah. I don't want to look at myself objectively or critically, so I'm just going to say that anybody who tries to stigmatize me for being single is wrong. Meanwhile, isn't it mostly women too? Isn't it mostly women who disparage and criticize other women for these kind of things? I mean, men aren't allowed to have a voice. You can't talk. You're not a woman. You don't know what it's like to be a woman. You can't comment on women's issues. Which would, of course, mean that women shouldn't be allowed to talk about men in any way, shape, or form. But, you know, then they wouldn't be able to disparage us ad infinitum. I've been pushing back against such disparaging narratives of single life. In their place, I've been providing a more affirming account of what it means to be single, one that is grounded in research, not prejudice. Yeah, research ginned up by leftist think tanks. Half of unpartnered Americans are not interested in finding a partner. Half of unpartnered Americans. You mean women? you mean women? And of course they say that because, you know, they don't want to look at, accept, admit to the fact that they made bad choices. They don't want to admit the truth to themselves, even though you really can't lie to yourself if you already know the truth, that they're unhappy. So, oh yeah, I'm perfectly okay with being single. I'm not interested in finding a partner. Oh no, you know who's saying this? Old post-war broads that have no chance of finding anyone anyway. At least not somebody that they want. I mean, they could find a simp beta dude, but even they don't want these broads a lot of the time. Discussions of the Pew Report often obsess about romantic prospects. Yeah, because romance is evil, right? Yeah. Banging's okay. Casual liaisons are okay. Situationships are okay. But oh, romance is bad. That could lead to something more serious, which I'm against. Yeah. If men are falling behind economically, will women still want to marry them? You see, the main motivating factor for men to make more money in the past, traditionally speaking, was finding a wife and getting married. But as women's standards become higher and higher and higher, and as women make more and more and more money, and as the majority of women will not date, let alone marry a man that makes less to them and than them, and on average, women are actually making more money than men if they opt out of having kids, guess what happens? They can't find anybody. Because, you know, they painted themselves into a fucking corner, yo. They can't find anyone. Very few men make as much or more than they do, and those dudes don't want them because they spent their 20s riding the cock carousel. I know that they're 35 and want to settle down. The only guys they want are the top 5%, but the top 5% want the 20-year-old broad. Oh, man. Don't they want men who are at least in the same league as them? You mean what you consider your league, ladies. Unfortunately, you think that men and women both want the same things in a relationship. What about what you bring to the table? What about what the men think about you? Are you in their league? No. And if the women don't find suitable men, horrors, they may end up staying single. Yeah. Which, of course, as you say, is perfectly, completely okay. Because you have to tell yourself that, because that's the position you're in. Last year, Pew published a report about the romantic interests of single people. Those who are not married. Yeah, Yeah, we get that. Single, not married, dummy. Not living with a romantic partner, and not in a committed romantic relationship. Based on a national random sampling of Americans 18 and older, they found that 50% of those single people are not interested in a committed romantic relationship. What that actually means, and this is a majority women, by the way, is that they rode the cock carousel, always striving for guys that were way, way better than them, but they don't understand that because they don't know what men actually want, and they think that getting stooped by a guy in the top 1% means that, you know, they can actually get with that dude long term, but they can't. And they've been ridden hard and put away wet one too many fucking times, and now they're totally, completely disillusioned with relationships and commitment, and they're so jaded and angry and bitter and hurt now and damaged that they couldn't get a long-term relationship if they fucking tried, because even if they changed their expectations, they're now damaged goods and nobody would want them. Not even somebody who was actually in their league and that they actually recognized as being in their league, meaning they understand what men wanted. They still wouldn't be able to get a man then. Oh, man. Yeah, 50% weren't even interested in a committed romantic relationship, and they are not even interested in dating. They're not interested in dating because they've been hurt so much. That 50% is women. Yeah, notice they're not saying... it's women. All that hand-wringing about marriageability is of little relevance. Well, men don't do that. So you're talking about women here. All that hand-wringing about marriageability. Yeah, I'm wringing my hands about how marriageable I am or not. No, that's women that do that. Is of little relevance to people who just aren't interested in marrying or even dating. Okay. For many, single life is a great life, better than any alternative. Well, you kind of have to tell yourself that, don't you? I mean, if you face the actual truth, you'd be miserable, wouldn't you? You're miserable anyway, but, you know, you lie to yourself. Try to hide from that fact. I take lots of vacations. I have no savings, but at least I have a fucking closet full of 250 pairs of shoes. 87 dresses to date that I wore only once. Lots and lots of fucking lingerie that I don't need because I don't date anymore. And I spent all my money on crap. But at least I was able to distract myself enough to believe I was actually happy. Yeah. People who fearmonger about the growing number of single people have an old-fashioned view of single life as a sad fate. Well, if you're a woman, it is a sad fate, ain't it? I mean, you need a man. I know you like to go through your lives and think you don't need a man, but look up at the fucking light. Look at the fucking computer you're on. Look at your fucking phone. Everything that you use has been produced. All the electricity that you consume, everything you eat, everything you imbibe, ingest, everything you use in your daily life, from your fucking car to your toothbrush was fucking made, built, constructed, grown by a motherfucking man. You couldn't live without us, as you sit there telling yourself, I don't need no man. I need a man like fish needs a bicycle. Keep lying to yourself, ladies. Yeah, I'm sure that these lies will become truth someday, since you're all a bunch of fucking social deconstructivists and you think that, you know, beliefs can shape reality. Oh, yeah, it is true that some single people long to be coupled. Oh, but not you. Oh, no, you're above such things. But as I just showed, not nearly as many as our prevailing narratives would suggest. Yeah, lies. Total bullshit. All you women, all you fucking women want to be paired up with a dude. You need men. You can't exist. You can't survive without us. You know it. It's a reality of life. You couldn't survive 10 fucking minutes without the things men do for you. Oh, we've made the world too comfortable for women. Let's be fucking honest that they can sit there and lie to themselves like this broad is lying to herself. For people who are single at heart, single life is their best life. It's more joyful, fulfilling, and meaningful than any other alternative. Only because you were able to distract yourself with all these little contraptions that we men created to make your life easier, ladies. If you didn't have these distractions and you were left alone with your own thoughts, your own feelings, with your own self to deal with your own katra, your own soul searching, you would pretty quickly probably end up blowing your fucking heads off. Oh, that's right. Women, you know, they can't do that. Pills. Hang themselves. Whatever. Oh, watch the suicide rate skyrocket for women, you know, if they didn't have all the distractions that we provide for them, we men that they don't need. For them, and even for some who love living single, but are still open to coupling. I mean, riding the cock carousel. Single life offers profound rewards, such as I described in a recent Living Single post. Hey, I'm not going to list them here, huh? Could you tell me what those rewards are? I'd love to hear them. Oh, man. Discussions of the declining economic fortunes of single men have missed some important points. First of all, okay, look, what you consider declining, what you call declining economic fortunes is just men realizing that the truth of the matter is they don't need you. That's what they're realizing. And they may not be earning as much because they don't have a wife and kids that they need to provide for. It's a matter of necessity. And earning huge salaries and working themselves to death isn't, in most cases, a necessity anymore. So they don't do it. They earn what they need to survive and thrive as individuals and to meet their needs, and that's it. But you see, women are much more socialistic and communal in nature. They need other people much more than men do. Oh, but no, men and women are equal. Men and women are the same. Any differences, they're just a social construct. Yeah, so we can be just like men. No, you can't. No, you can't, ladies. Of course, the decline in economic fortunes of single people is a bad thing. Single men especially. Yeah, means you can't find some sucker idiot that you can pretend to be a chameleon with until he puts a ring on your finger and then rob him. I'll make it more than him. No way I'm marrying him. Then, when I inevitably divorce him because of the greener pastures that I want to move on to, then I'd have to pay him alimony. Yeah, can't have that. Single men especially have fallen behind partnered men in their rates of employment and the amount that they are paid. Fallen behind in their rates of employment? No, everybody has to work, okay? If they want to make a fucking living. Unless you're talking about some kind of welfare, cheese-earning motherfucker who's never had a job in his real life, a whole fucking life. Unless we're talking about some, 5 pounds of government cheese a month, welfare-receiving motherfucker, men are employed. Now, they make less if they're single because they don't need to make more. That's a good thing. They're happier. They're not fucking killing themselves, working 80, 100 hours a week to pay for your ungrateful ass, ladies. These findings set up a spate of predictable proclamations about the supposed superiority of married men as workers. Superiority how? How much of that money do they get to keep? I don't get this. You're supporting, if you got 2 kids and a wife, and she stayed home with the kids, you're supporting 4 people. Even if you, again, you could be making 4 times as much as a single dude. You'd still be breaking even. You still wouldn't be making as much as him, in fact. You get those pesky college funds. Your bills are not just restricted to paying for your kids' immediate medical needs and fucking medical and health insurance and dental insurance and the new fucking braces. You also got to pay for their future college. At the end of the month, the man has no money. Meanwhile, the single guy, he could be making a quarter what you're making, but he still gets more money than you. He still has more disposable income. Tell me again how married men are somehow in a better position because they're having to earn more money than single dudes. I looked into that for the singled out and found research showing that married men tend to put more time into the kind of work that pays off for them. No, pays off for their family because they have no choice because they have to make more money. They have more mouths to feed. They tend to work more hours than single men, of course. Anyhow, the story goes on to say, single men tend to put more hours into the kinds of work that has the potential to benefit many other people besides themselves. Well, that's because if they have a family, they have many other people that they have to be concerned about. For example, they give more of their time to farm organizations, unions, and professional societies. Uh-huh. You mean social groups, community groups, because they live in communities, and they have kids that have friends, and they have wives that are more likely to belong to these kinds of organizations. More recent research published in 2020 shows that the lower rates of employment and the lesser pay of single men is likely attributable, at least in part, to discrimination against them rather than any greater deservingness of married men. Total bullshit. See, you know the reason she's saying that? Because she's a feminist, and in her mind, any differences between sexes or groups and any kind of different outcome because of a difference in the groups is some kind of discrimination. This is just confirmation bias. No, the single men are making less money because they don't have to make more. If I have to make a certain amount of money, I make that. And then if I want to have a certain amount of disposable income, then I'll make what I need. But if I don't have kids and a fucking wife, I'm not going to slave away working 100 hours a fucking week. In a study in which the single men and married women had identical credentials and characteristics, employers wanted to interview more of the married men. Well, no shit. That just makes sense. Of course, because the married men have families. They have more obligations, more responsibilities. So they're less likely to be wanderers. They're less likely to be nomads. They're less likely to quit, to move on. And they wanted to pay them more too. So they could keep them. Yeah. Longer. Yeah. They want to incentivize these people to stay with their company more. Of course, it makes perfect sense. It's also possible that one of the reasons married men work more hours when they do is that employers are giving them more hours when single men wanted more hours too. No, they work more hours because they have a fucking family to pay for, you dumb broad. Discussions of the living arrangements of single people have missed some important points. Among the evidence assembled for the supposedly worsening fates of single men, no, the fates aren't worsening. They're getting better. Is that more unpartnered men than partnered men are living with their parents. Well, that's, you know, again, they're not marrying up, they're not partnering up. Why? Yeah, mom and dad will let me stay at home, why not? Seems a simple pragmatism to me. No, I wouldn't want to. My parents are dead, though, there ain't nobody to fucking live with, but if they were alive, I wouldn't want to live with them either. I don't think that's necessarily a good thing. I think that that has more to do with the infantilization of this current generation more than anything else. For single men who are living with their parents and wish they weren't, what is a bad thing? That is a bad thing. I would agree it's a bad thing, but for different reasons. Is it wrong, though, to shame anyone for living with their parents? Today's young adults and their parents often genuinely enjoy each other's company. They do? Well, that's a problem. That's a problem for sure. It's not the 1970s anymore. Oh, yeah, God forbid we stick to a traditional fucking culture society that was largely successful and for the most part led to happy people. And for some groups and in some places, living with parents is highly valued. Yeah. Poor broke motherfucking third world countries where they have to fucking marshal all their fucking resources from three different generations to be able to afford fucking rent. Discussions of the growing numbers of single men living with their parents start from the assumption that the parents are supporting their grown children. By the way, it also has a lot to do with the rising cost of real estate. When you got all these millions and millions of illegal aliens streaming into the country every year, in addition to legal alien workers. Yeah, and very little new housing being built. Certainly not enough to keep up with the increase in demand. And thereby the rent just keeps going up, up, up. That has a lot to do with young single men living at home. As well as lower salaries. That's another thing you're not addressing, how salaries have went down since women entered the workforce and since you have all these legal and illegal aliens streaming into the country, further devaluing wages. When you devalue wages and increase the cost of living, guess what happens? More people live with their parents. Yeah, imagine that. It's got nothing to do with discrimination or stigmatization of single people. You have an agenda, you have a narrative that you're trying to serve, but it's all bullshit. And the exact opposite is true. Partnerships and marriages are what's stigmatized these days. And sometimes they are. It is also true, though, that single people, including single men, are more likely than married people to provide care when their aging parents need it. Okay, so they can afford to. It's just them. They don't have a wife and kids to take care of. That's true of black sons and daughters as well as white ones. Less likely of black sons. Let's be honest. A lot of them are in jail or on welfare thanks to their single mommies not manning them up. Anyway, some single women who are living with their parents are mothers. Yeah. Imagine that. Big shocker. Overall, their kids are doing remarkably well. Yeah, well, you know. Oh, imagine that, yeah. More than one actual parent being there to contribute to the well-being and the raising of that child leads to kids doing better than they would in a single-parent household. Yeah, big shocker. A study of more than 11,000 teenagers from 10 different kinds of households. 10 different kinds of households. Oh, my God. What are these kinds of households? Lesbian, gay, tranny, single mom living with single dad or divorced dad, single mother living with the divorced mom. What? Wow. We've got that many different kinds of households? That's not good. I thought diversity was our strength. It's really not. Diversity comes from the word divide, which comes before conquer. From 10 different kinds of households showed that the teens living with their single mother and at least one grandparent did at least as well as the teens of married parents in graduating from high school. That's your only metric? What about drug and alcohol abuse? Oh, what about criminal records? They don't want to hit on those because then they'll find that it's only the ones that grow up with the mother and the grandpa in place of a mother and father that actually turn out normal. Enrolling in college, not smoking and not drinking. Bullshit. Bullshit. If their moms had always been single, they tended to do even better than the teens with marriage. But this is a lie! What studies are you talking about? I've seen the fucking statistics, yo. The majority of people in jail, and they're alcoholics, and fucking homeless people, come from single mother households. What the fuck are you talking about? And you're telling me that if there's a grandparent in the house, that they're going to do well, and you're also telling me that they tended to do even better than the teens with married parents? That's a bunch of bullshit. Total BS. This is why I say psychology is just a scam. It's just a grift. It's just an argument from authority, bullshit, nonsensical pseudoscience that tries to tell people how they should be living their fucking lives. It's just deconstructivist crap. Oh, really? So single mommy living with her single grandmommy will do better than in a house with a mommy and a daddy. That's a lie. That's a motherfucking lie. Show me the study. I want to see how it was done. Show me. People who are single are not just more likely to live with their parents. I don't. Well, they're dead, right? Yeah, can't. They're also more likely than partnered people to live alone. Do you imagine that single people are more likely to live alone? As I explained here previously, people who live alone can have special strengths that are rarely recognized. Okay, so what? For single men especially, who are living alone longer than the men of previous generations, that experience can be transformational, offering significant payoffs for them later in life. Can you tell me what those payoffs are? I'm not disagreeing that there are payoffs, self-sufficiency being one. It doesn't apply to women because they use so many fucking social welfare programs compared to men. But I'd like to hear what she has to say about those strengths. I'm sure they wouldn't jive with mine. The power of single people is growing. In celebration of Singles Week in 2019, there's a Singles Week? I documented the power of growing single people in 10 important trends. That rising cloud begins with their growing numbers. Yeah, there is strength in numbers. But that doesn't mean that the ideologies, the things that these groups of people believe is necessarily good. That it's going to push something that's better for the rest of us. Begins with their growing numbers and continues with the ways in which single people and the important people in their lives are commanding more positive attention and more respect. Just because bad ideas are commanding more positive attention, meaning beliefs that lead to negative outcomes are being viewed more positively, doesn't mean that those negative beliefs that end in negative outcomes are now positive. I view child murder as positive. Well, let's kill some babies. Abortion, abortion, abortion. Oh, killing babies good. Killing babies good. Killing babies empowering. You do know that viewing abortion in a positive light doesn't make it any less heinous or negative in regards to either its outcome or implementation. You do know that, right? No. Perception's reality, after all. Even a potentially troubling report, such as the recent one from Pew, cannot reverse those trends. So here we have a retard article trying to convince you that people, both men and women, are being stigmatized for being single and that there is some nefarious trend of right-leaning people out there, more likely than not alt-righters, trying to stigmatize people for being single. Yeah, and trying to push marriage and partnering up on people. No. I mean, they do advocate for that, but they're not proselytizing, they're not making, they're not stigmatizing, they're not pushing. Maybe they should, because, you know, that's the better alternative. Of course, that alternative is only better if you don't have an entire society and culture that has been inundated by feminist, Marxist claptrap. Then it's not such a good thing. This is not happening. There is no stigmatization of being single. This is nothing more than leftist projection, in where they essentially accuse the enemy of what they themselves are actually doing as a distraction. So you don't see the truth of what's actually happening. What's actually happening is they are actively deconstructing Western society, Western culture, Western civilization, traditional norms, and replacing them with woke crap. Stories like this are nothing more than a way to muddy the waters and gaslight people. Yeah, and that's really all psychology is. Anyhow, let me know what you think of this old single broad who was never able to find herself a man because she's embraced this woke, libtard, femtard crap. And now that she's too old to find a man, she embraces it and says, you should too! Because her miserable ass loves company. Let me know what you think of this story. And please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel if you have not already. BITCHUTE.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher.